Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Forever Dog.
Hey Beach, what's going on? You're listening to us. You know who you're listening to. Hope you had a fabulous week. Hi.
Toot toot beep beep. We're here. We're ready. I'm you know, every time we start the pod, I'm like, damn, Marie, I miss you, but just saw you not too long ago.
Sydney, you just got some. This is not miss me energy. This is got some this morning energy. That's what this is giving.
You don't know my life?
Well, I didn't get none. I didn't get none. This is my energy right now. It's very much giving
all by myself. Well, I thought it was me, myself, and I is all I got in the end.
Yeah, that's the song that you sing when you're like, I don't need no man. But the song that I'm singing is... It's like, who face I'm going to sit on this weekend? You know, what's happening? Like,
well,
where the men's is at?
Hold on, Marie. You had like a beautiful new development that happened as of late, and now what's going on?
What you talking about? You talking about the dates that I've been going on?
Yeah,
somebody said on Twitter that I should write a dating book because she said every time I say something about the people that I'm dating, she gets a crumb of wisdom.
Yes.
So a crumb of wisdom. I'm out here getting a crumb of penis. So I love this for me.
A crumb of penis sounds like a great title or a chapter.
Yeah.
A chapter in your memoir.
Yeah. Chapter one, a crumb of penis. Yeah, girl, I've been going on some dates. You know, I think it's important to date different people for different reasons. But one of my potential suitors is trying to flight me out. So that's what I was thinking about last night is like, how many days is enough days? What's sufficient amount of days to be flued out?
Five,
right, because yeah. I was talking to somebody the other day and she was like, 10 days. I said, girl,
no.
I don't even want to see my friends for 10 days.
Yeah, 10 days is for somebody who you've been with, I don't know, maybe 2 years, y'all madly in love, like, the fuck?
How long do people's honeymoons typically last? 10 days feels too long for even that.
Yeah. 10 days is like, do you have a job? Like, how the fuck are you taking 10 days off?
10 days is you on a trip with a drug dealer.
Yeah.
How long have you been talking to this person?
That don't matter, Andrew. This is semantics.
I want to know how many days you have known this person in your life.
Oh, no. We've known them for years. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I've known of this person for a couple of years. This is not like somebody on Hinge that you like, we should go on a trip. Because I feel like I've been on multiple dates with like first, second dates with people and they're like, we should go on a trip. And then the trip I'm always like, yeah, we should. And then it never turns into anything because they were just running their mouths.
But I want to say this now if you're listening. If you talk that talk, you better walk that walk. Mm-hmm. And I don't want you putting out fables and fallacies to my good sis Marie. If you say you're going to flew her out, where are the miles? Where's the ticket? All you need is her first and last name. That's it.
Listen, and you already know what it is.
We already know what it is.
I'm going to be posting photos. I'm going to post like a little slice of an elbow. And I'm going to say, it's going to say hashtag flute out. It's not going to say. I'm not above the mess, but I'm also, you know, I'm here for the posts.
I mean, Marie barely want to post her friends on the gram. So why would you think she would post some random man? Absolutely not.
Not some random man that spent thousands of dollars. Who you think you are, my dad?
Yeah, and all that we need to know is that Sydney knows who the person is, and we'll make sure that Marie is safe. That's all.
Yeah, I feel, Andrew, I see the look of skepticism on you.
Yeah, what's up with that, Andrew? Hey, what the fuck?
Have you Have you met this person?
Yes.
You have met this person. Yes.
Okay. We met this person together a couple years ago.
Yeah, well, this person is in the archive. I knew this person a little bit before Marie, and then we would go to these parties every once a year, and he would be there. So,
okay.
Many years. I mean,
Delta, are you flying? Are you going to get it? I'm concerned.
Whoa! Wait, hold
Delta,
on.
Delta, hold on. Let me put that down. That's the title. Yeah, right there. Yeah, are you flying Delta or are you getting Delta?
I'm scared. Write it down. That's a good title.
Andrew, wow. We got memories to make. We got yachts to take photos on. We got yachts to make them take pictures of us on.
Wow. I've never been that excited about a fucking title. That was great. Thank you.
It seems a little lengthy, but
no.
I'll do what
Delta
I can.
:, getting it or flying, yeah, okay. Or something like that.
Uh-huh.
Sydney, what you munching on over there, beach?
Bacon, egg, and cheese.
Mm-hmm. Bacon, egg, and cheese. Yeah. So Sydney, that's what's new development. You know, I feel like it's something that I deserve. I think, honestly, everybody deserves to get flown out somewhere at least once in a lifetime. I think that you have to decide if you gonna have sex, if you gonna, how far you're gonna go with it, and really how far you're gonna go on this trip, so.
And I know many of girls who've got flued out or whatever and brought me with them. And I almost thought that I was gonna be having sex or sucking D, and I didn't have to do anything.
Not
they
sucking
just,
D.
They just told me to be. They just told me
sucking
to be my.
D, I feel like that's a title as well.
They just told me to be myself and have fun. So, Marie, if you ever get to that point in the flute out stage, I would love to be there
for the sucking D. What?
No. For I don't have to do anything. I can just come, but I don't have to participate.
Or sis, I could just come. So yeah, I mean.
We on fire tonight. We on fire tonight.
As long as nothing is burning when I come back, I'm actually all I'm okay with that.
The only thing burning is Paris and Earth, planet Earth,
and your desire for me.
Ah, it's
poetic.
It is so hot. It's a 4-alarm fire right now. My love for you. Okay, and also, anybody who's getting flued out, you don't have to have sex, but I think you shouldn't shy away from it. I think it should. I don't like people like, I hope he know I ain't fuck. Like, come on, babe. You don't want a little bit of sand in your booty hole? Like,
in your cooch hairs?
Yeah, let's go.
Sand in the booty hole. Yeah, I'm not mad at, well, I mean, I'm mad at sand at the booty hole, but I'm not mad at that as a title. I think that life is made to be lived. And if you feel, you know, if you feel like you're being smart and you feel safe, then obviously do what it is that you want to do. But if at any moment you're like, ooh, sis, make sure that the card got funds on it. Make sure that the wallet has money in it so that, like, you can make a swift escape if you must. But, yeah, like, I had a couple when I was doing my show on Vice. Actually, I guess right when the show ended. May it rest in peace. This couple reached out to me, this girl, and she was like, oh, me, you know, me and my boyfriend, we love you. We're huge fans of yours. You make us laugh. We want to fly you out anywhere in the world with us on a trip.
Mm-hmm. I feel like I remember this. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I was like, with y'all. Like, I wasn't trying to have this little threesome with them. Not at the time, you know? I mean, if they had hit me up in 2021, maybe I would have responded differently. But I was like, sis. So I didn't go. And then when I was talking about it later, this other couple hit me up, but this time it was the guy. And he was like, yeah, me and my lady love you. We think you're fine and blah, 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 blah. No travel required. We're in New Jersey. And I was like,
oh.
Unacceptable.
I would rather get murdered on a beach than get my ass ate in New Jersey. Thank you, but no thank you.
God bless. I'm glad you made that move. Mm-hmm. But when you were speaking about having money, you got to have some money when you go on a trip. You have to have an emergency escape little pouch. Because right. I remember when me and, you know, two other friends, we went to Ibiza. And we had went. This DJ said, "Oh, I have a house. Y'all could stay at my house." Mm-hmm. Girl, it was a shack. Uh-uh. It was not a house. It was
there are shacks in Ibiza.
Girl, it was on the off skirts. It was the ghetto. It was not. It was not the look. I have pictures. I can show you pictures of how desolate the apartment looked, or house. And so by the third day, we had to get up out of that place. We had
so y'all up. Lasted two nights, 3 days.
Two nights, 3 days. We had to get the fuck up out of there. I mean, it was just a nightmare. And, you know, we didn't have no money. So one of the girls.
So between the three of y'all, y'all didn't have no money?
Not enough money to get us into another apartment so that another hotel or whatever so that we could stay for the rest of the trip. And we wasn't trying to change our flights. You know what I mean? We're already in Ibiza. So one of the girls had to hit up her piece because she was a waitress. And it was this guy who used to come and give her money. And I think she used to date him. I don't know. But he was in a wheelchair.
Oh.
He was in a wheelchair.
Wow.
Good man. Very, very cute. Just in a wheelchair. No problems. This man wired her the money so quick.
Not wired her the money.
Wired the money.
The wheelchair wire?
You know what? That's a great title.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, I guess I got to be nicer to the wheelchair community because if they got money to wire, then I've been overlooking them, sis.
It was enough money for us to stay at a decent hotel, mm-hmm. enough money for us to eat, mm-hmm. enough money for us to stay.
Oh, he sent y'all a little per diem? It had meal money as well?
Yeah, it was a... I almost was like, well, let me say thank you to this man. Pass me his number so I could say thank you.
Right. Let me slide by the house on the way back from JFK.
Yeah, so you always got to have either your own money or somebody you can call to get the coins.
Right, because you don't want to be stuck in a situation Mm-mm. where, you know, you can't, like, also, yes, Delta Max, Delta Plus is out here, but... You also, like, God forbid you get stuck. God forbid I get stuck in another country with this person. Actually, I don't know what the end of that story is, but
yeah.
we gonna have to run to the border or something because I don't think that I could stay. I don't know how long I could stay in Mexico City during a pandemic.
Marie, call me. We'll get it together. Like,
you got to connect at the embassy, sis.
I'll make sure you get out of there.
Okay.
Meanwhile, I'll just be going live. So my friend is stuck. She's stuck in Mexico City. We gotta
donate
get her
here.
Out.
Donate here so that we could raise the funds to. Yeah.
I need help. I need help. Help her. Help me. Help me so I can help her. I'll be crying. I'll be crying on the live. I'll be going off on the live, honey. It will be the best self tape anybody has ever seen from me.
City's gonna have like a benefit show for me. I'm gonna be waiting for the money. Like, yeah. Where's the money? Mm-hmm. And she's like, well, you know, girl, the Venmo card is, you know, I lost
not the Venmo card.
I lost my Venmo card. So
listen, I don't bank with Venmo no more, okay?
I love that, sis. You know what we call that? Growth.
Growth. That's a great title. I don't bank with Venmo no more. No mo.
No mo Venmo.
No mo Venmo.
So are you guys scared of this new little variant, the remix that's out here?
I was in LA and niggas had it and was getting it and was talking about it. And yeah, it's out there. Like, people are not dying because they have the vaccine because the people who are getting it. Well, I guess the people who notice that they have it have the vaccine. And mm-hmm. so they have little symptoms. So they were saying that they have a cold, but no, baby, it's not a cold. It's fucking COVID.
Oh, baby.
And then I remember around Pride, you know, all the gays were talking about they had a gay cold, and that's from like residual.
The gay cold was COVID? Delta?
No, it wasn't. The gay cold is separate from COVID. Yeah. That's from like you come down from like, all the partying, all the sniffing of the bumps, and
all the poppers.
But like, also, you're worn down. So it was a mix of the gay. It was the gay cold and the variant. It was a combo. It was a two. It was a it was a one and a three.
It was a sweetie McDonald's meal. Mm-hmm. Yes. People, wait, hold on. I just want to. People are roasting Sweetie for this McDonald's collaboration, but as far as I know, they've never done a collab with a celebrity before, and you know they made she made $1 million from that.
Well, because they were like, girl, you're the only one that publicly eats like trash. Hell yeah, we should do this collab.
Didn't like Travis Scott have a McDonald's thing and it was just like nuggets or something?
Maybe. I don't think so.
No, Andrew, yes. That does sound familiar, but we're not Travis Scott heads.
Can someone fact check that for us?
We're not in the Scott
BTS house. Also did. The K-pop group also did like a McDonald's meal. So I think that this is...
Well, I don't listen to K-pop, so I don't know nothing about that. But yes, okay, K-pop also did a little McDonald's meal. Yeah. But was that here or was that over
was
there
here,
yonder?
And I think it was just nuggets and you get like a sauce that's exclusive to this meal or something. It's so dumb.
Do you remember? No, McDonald's had, they were called hit clips.
What's that?
It was like, there was a Britney Spears one. It was something like, it looked like a little CD keychain or something. I don't remember what it looked like, but I had one because it played Stronger by Britney Spears.
What, Marie? Okay, this is a TBT, and this is like a fun fact about you that I had no clue.
Stronger than yesterday. Remember with the chair? She was dancing with the chair in the
room. Oh, yeah, yeah. I at first I was like, wow, this is different. And then thinking back on it, I was like, wow, she was going through it.
I mean, Britney's been going through it for a long time.
Yeah, yeah.
When I watched that documentary about, first of all, like her parents, like when she was first in New York and how the dad didn't even care and the mother was like breaking her back to bring her up to New York for like meetings and auditions and stuff. Right. And then the mom left her here. The mom was like, yeah, you can stay with my friend, this lady that I met in Times Square. She worked as an Elmo or whatever. And that's who Britney Spears was like living with. So
I just want to put out there, y'all, if this famous white woman is talking about free her, there's just no hope for any of us. There's just none. She has all the money and all the celebrity and they got a hashtag free Britney.
It's
a
wild.
Beige woman. It's crazy. It is crazy to me.
White woman needs to be freed?
Yeah.
And she's rich but can't spend her own money.
It's insane to me.
She wants to have another baby but she can't take her IUD out. Her sister's sleeping in the house that she paying for in Florida. Talking about she bought it for me.
Jamie Lynn Spears, you ain't shit. You ain't shit.
Zoe 101, you bitch. It's wild. But yeah, this is like a thing outside of Britney Spears. A lot of young people who want to be entertainers, specifically in music, they sign these crazy ass contracts.
We've seen them.
Yeah, but they sign contracts. I think specifically like female rappers, they all got to get the same BBL. They're like not allowed to have their regular bodies. And they like sign their lives and their rights and their like ownership away of the music that they make because people just want to be famous that bad. And it is having never been famous myself, I already know it's not worth it.
I don't want it because I want to still be able to do the messy undercover shit that I can do as a normie, as a regular person. And you just can't do that. People, they will see you at one place and they will call up 20 paparazzi and these people will follow you. I don't have that type of strength. My anxiety is always high and people are not even following me.
Sis, I have my little 45K followers and I'll go live and do my stupid little silly things on Instagram Live and people will watch things and send timestamps to people that I'm talking about in the live. So now I can't even... Yes. So
yeah, I know, like, because I've gotten like the notifications when you go live and it's like Reezy's going live and then someone is like tagging me to come in.
And
like the notification comes through on my phone, which is wild.
It's like a text. I didn't even know that you were getting notifications like that. Because I didn't know that you could tag people in lives until I was Sid Can Cook. People would like tag me in things and I would see it later in my messages.
Right.
But like... at me as a G-list celebrity, I have to watch what I'm saying and how I'm moving now, which is, I don't want to do that. I want to be as free as I want to be. But also, like, you got to understand this is kind of the nature of the beast.
Remember, you know? We used to say whatever the fuck we wanted on this podcast?
Yep.
Remember?
Whatever we wanted.
We used to go off on it. I can't even remember the problematic things that we would say, but that's no mo. It's just not happening.
Well, like, it's only going to get worse as it gets better, because like, you know, Pop Smoke, shout out to my braids, he posted something on his Instagram that had his address on it, and that's how the people who killed him found him at his Airbnb in LA or whatever city he had died in. And when Kim Kardashian was in Paris and got robbed, she was telling people she wasn't home. She was like, people knew she was in Paris because she was in her stories telling people where she was.
Mm-hmm. Okay. But the people who robbed her, all older ass men that I was like, how did they form this together? They had been plotting this for years. They had been trying to catch her in Paris for like 4 years.
Right.
Yeah. But, so
like, when you're posting, you know, landmarks, or you're posting, you know, you're doing your unboxing videos and your address is available, like, people, there are people who are looking for those things.
They zoom in, honey. They always
screenshot. They enhance.
Yeah. They have the apps to get what they need. So that's why, for me, wherever I'm at, I'm posting about at least an hour or two after from where I was at.
Like, after I'm in the oobs.
Yeah, you can't catch me here.
And geotag, also, I don't know her.
Why? My geotags, none of them make sense. A lesbian lair, hot box, like, it just—
Mine be like your dad's house.
Yeah, they're not real places, because it's like, you don't need to know where I'm at. And also, I'm not giving free publicity to the places that I went to. No, thank you.
Well, that's why anytime I shoot something outside my window, I always, like, I have to sometimes shoot it a couple times, because I'm like, I don't need you to be able to see what is exactly out here. You can see this little piece of the street. But, yeah, it's wild and crazy kids out here.
Mm-hmm. And we truly don't need that energy. And, I mean, more and more people have been catching us outside. Mm-hmm. We went to the Ari Lennox Free Park concert.
Yes.
And we were, you know, people saw us, and it was very nice. We actually had an email. Where's that at, Marie? You have that?
Yeah, this guy came over to speak to us, and he was super sweet. And he's
so
like,
nice.
My friend.
And so
my friend
cute.
Kim is the reason why, or Kelly is the reason why I listen to you guys, blah, 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 blah. And he was very nice. But I was like, baby, we're on drugs. You got to go. It was me and Alex English standing there. And he recognized Alex. He was like, oh my God, Alex English. And it was like, it was cool. But it was like, yeah, I mean, Sydney will give you her phone number, but you got to go. Let me pull up the email, because they sent us a lovely little message.
Yes.
It was really nice, and a great photo, and it was a nice little video.
Hey, Sydney, Marie, and Andrew. My name's Wax, and I met Sydney and Marie at the Ari Lennox concert yesterday. Okay, so he wasted no time. Shout out to Wax right away. So Wax wrote this at the concert. We made a video for my homegirl, Kelly, who put me onto the podcast. We talked about how nervous I was to come up to you, and y'all couldn't have been nicer to talk to. You also introduced me to Alex English, and he invited me to his show next week. Just wanted to follow up because I appreciated the interaction so much. Y'all looked gorgeous. You said Kelly and I were hot too, which made both of us really happy.
It's true.
Also, continuing the tradition of all the unofficial expert listeners being hot. We did say that.
We did.
We said, we are right when we say that y'all are all hot. Oh, Andrew, what happened?
What happened?
Oh, Andrew is gone.
Andrew is gone. Wow, that's crazy that our good producer just fell off the chat.
I guess he didn't like the note, the letter.
Why? Yes, he did. He liked
it. Do it like it's my B-Day.
Baby.
Do it like it's my B-Day.
Baby. That song is so good. Jocelyn,
is it a real single, or is just the, is that the
yes
song for
she
the
no series? No, she, it's a no, there's a song, there's a video. Ooh. I mean, there's a following. It obviously doesn't go, like, her pacing and the actual, like, beat it's not in sync, but it's just, it's perfect. I think she's a comedian, actually. I think she is quite hilarious. Her in the confessionals, I haven't seen better work.
I have never seen the show. It's on Zeus?
Zeus, yeah.
Do it like it's my bidet.
Like my bidet, baby.
Maybe that should be the theme song for the
end. Do it like it's my bidet.
Do it like it's my bidet.
Oh, I can't. And your bidet is coming up next month.
Next month, yeah.
Can you believe we're already in fucking August, Marie? This is bullshit.
No. Sydney, do you remember the beginning of the year when I was depressed and it was January 1st hit us real hard?
Yeah.
And then we blinked. And we were in New Orleans. And now I blink again and it's August?
Yeah, that's the thing is that, like, this is a crazy thing to tie into. But whenever I see people write about, like, I'm having the worst time, I don't want to live, like, things are just awful. I'm like, yo, if you could just hold off, before you know it, it will be over. Like, the bad time will be over. It will.
Yeah, but I think that when you're really in something, it feels like you're drowning in just that thing.
Yeah.
And days that when you're not in it breeze by, they just feel like they're every day the same thing, longest day of your life. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I mean, it's true that time is freaking flying right now, but when you sad, or when you're like waiting on a call or you're waiting for whatever, it's like it feels like time is moving in slow motion.
I remember last year, right around like May 25th or what, I can remember the day I was going through it. And like the pandemic was still happening, but obviously we could be outside a little bit more. Mm-hmm. But I didn't even want to be outside because it was like the outside is not going to make me better. It's just, we're stuck. We're not working. Like, I'm in this apartment by myself. Mm-hmm. I ain't getting
none. Though you weren't really by yourself. Your good sis is always one, not even a knock on the door away.
I mean, and that was the time that Carolina was really engulfed in, like, her wedding stuff and her getting married. And I just was like, I can't deal with this. This is too much. Mm. So now look at that.
It's about to be a year.
It's about to be a fucking year that Carolina has been all the way married. Can you believe?
No, I can't. Because I remember when she wasn't married. I remember when she was planning the wedding.
Yeah.
I remember when she was running through the streets with her woes.
Yeah.
I mean, she's still running the streets now as a married lady.
Yeah, but before she was running the streets and popping that pee. But now, I mean, she's
The pee still be out, sis. Carolina is the only woman that I know that will sit with her legs wide open.
Oh, Carolina definitely sits like Lindsay Lohan circa 2007. Like sitting in a Lamborghini with her, like with no panties on.
No panties.
Just fire crotch out.
Not fire crotch. That's the name of the episode.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Andrew, welcome back, baby. What happened? Your laptop died?
Yeah. My little Wi-Fi went out. Well, that's my Oprah Wi-Fi.
Well, that's fine. You know, at least we were still recording, so you're good.
I still have everything. Yeah,
so you're fine.
I mean, you
missed
like 4 minutes of stuff, but it's fine.
I know. Sorry.
No, but we're good. We're good. But yeah, it's definitely amazing to see that like how far we've come since last year, and it's just a beautiful to know that okay, we're a little bit more upbeat because if you go back, we were doing solo episodes every fucking week.
Oh my God.
Child.
Back to back.
I don't know how we were able to keep people to stay. When people come up to us and you made my pandemic. Yeah, I was looking forward to the podcast. You got me through it. Sid can cook.
Yeah.
Marie's lives. Like all of that stuff. I was like, how?
You know what's crazy about that?
We're miserable.
We were miserable. Craziest thing about people coming up to us and saying, you got me through the pandemic. My girlfriend listens to, she's shy, but she, whenever people compliment us on getting them through the pandemic, I have to look at y'all and be like, well, we did not want to do those episodes at all.
We were having such a hard time, Marie. Yeah. There were so many times where I was like, Marie hates me. And she was like, it's not you, girl. It's just like, it's the whole thing.
The whole thing.
We throw the whole thing away.
The podcast is so different now than what it was 2 years ago. Yeah. And it's different than what it was when we started, obviously, because we used to be in Sydney's friend's house, like, screaming into the laptop. We weren't even using the microphones properly. So that, it started as that, very, very startup. Mm-hmm. And then when we were in the studio, it was like, it was fun. And then we started doing it on Zoom and it stopped being fun. So
yeah, we were like, oh man, Zoom. At first I was like, Zoom is cool because it's like, oh, I don't need to put no pants on. Yeah. Let's go. And now it's like, I want to put some pants on and touch my guest. I just want to touch their knee.
Sydney wants to put her feet on people in the studio and take her weave out in front of Andrew again. That's what she wants to do.
But also, like, sometimes you were recording, like, back-to-back episodes, like, sometimes three in a row, which was very impressive.
Oh, in the studio.
Yeah, that was wild.
Yes, that was wild.
We were.
That was wild. Because we'd be we got a guest, and then it's a solo, and then a guest.
Another guest.
Yeah. Hardest working women, but underrated. They just don't know. They just don't know. Mm-hmm.
Hardest working, anxiety ridden, don't want to do the work women in the podcast game.
Yes, that's what it is. Marie, the way you use your words, sis. The way you use a word.
She's articulate.
Okay. Speaking of hardest working women, mm-hmm. motherfucking Rihanna. Okay.
Rihanna Fenty
is now a freaking billionaire. Can you believe? Rihanna's a billionaire, and I got so excited. It made me feel, am I a billionaire too? Like,
I mean, you did say like a few weeks ago, there are no hot billionaires. So she listened.
There it is. She changed.
Yeah. But we were talking about the men. We were only looking at the men. There's always been hot female rich girls.
Yeah.
Okay. But also, the fact that it took this long for her to hit a billion is a little bit shocking to me, because Fenty's been making money, or maybe Fenty was already worth a billion, but her personal wealth had not hit a billion yet.
They said, okay, Rihanna is now worth $1.7 billion. Forbes estimates, making her the wealthiest female musician in the world, second only to Oprah Winfrey as the richest female entertainer. But it's not her music that's made her so wealthy. And that's tea. Mm-hmm. It wasn't because of the hits. It was because she is a multi-hyphenated individual. She's like, I'm going to have the music. I'm going to have the lingerie. I'm going to have the clothes. I'm going to have the skincare. You can't just do one thing anymore. It's a wrap on that.
Well, I mean, she's not doing music anymore. So.
Hold on.
But that doesn't mean that we're not listening to this song.
Yeah, we're still listening to it.
She's still being streamed.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying.
Yes. Andrew's like, album. Where's the album?
Where's the album?
You're one of those. But calm down, Navy Captain.
Calm down.
Well, I just want to let you know that because she's a billionaire, we are definitely not getting that album, baby. You need to just have a seat and rewind all those old songs that you got up. Queued up.
Yeah, start with the Music of the Sun or Upon the Replay or whatever the album was.
Yeah.
Rihanna had a song on one of those albums called Thug in My Life about how she was dating a there's a thug in my life. How I'm gonna tell my mama. And I was dating this guy that had just got out of jail. And I was like, this song is me. I was so young and stupid. Anyway, the coolest thing about what Rihanna's done is she basically forced Victoria's Secret to basically close their doors. Like, they're not even doing Angels no more. They're trying to do all-inclusive Angels now because Rihanna proved that all body types can walk a runway and all body types can wear lingerie and kill it. But also, she forced all these old-ass, racist makeup brands to have more than just jet black and nutmeg for us brown girls when there's like 14 shades of beige and yellow and olive. So
and the tea was that the secret to Vicky's is that they were transphobic and sexist.
And fatphobic.
And it's all of the opics you know what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. And then the makeup industry, even with Rihanna doing what she did with her Fenty line, they still have not got it right.
Right.
they still can't get us more shades. Right. Or at least get us makeup artists that know what the fuck they're doing.
But there's 50 shades of beige. Literally 50 shades of beige. When you be like, damn, Bobby Brown, how many type of white people? I thought there's alabaster here. There's eggshell. There's cream.
There's off-white.
There's offset white. Mm-hmm. It's wild. So I'm all for women, especially women of color, women of color from the Caribbean, small developing nations, to like come and create a lane for themselves, but also create a lane for other people. Because, I mean, before Rihanna was doing what she was doing, a lot of these other celebrities were not thinking about makeup. They weren't doing skin. Here comes J-Lo talking about, I've never gotten any work done. And it's like,
girl, bye. If you don't sit your ass down and make out with Ben, you don't want to hear none of that. Stop it.
If you don't jump in front of this 6 train, shut
up. Oh, no, Marie.
She, mind you, J-Lo just turned 52. She looks amazing. But the stuff that she's posting is heavily face-tuned and filtered as well.
People got to stop. They have to stop posting celebrities and their celebrities' ages and whatever. They have money. Yeah. They have money. I want to see the bitch that got 3 jobs that's been taking the 6 train. Mm-hmm. I want to see, she's 52 and she looks amazing. We need to be uplifting her. That's
yeah,
who
but
we
what
need to
does she have music?
On.
Like, what are we uplifting her for?
No,
what
song
she got?
I would actually do like a man on the street, like just look. And looking for different women at different ages and being like, what's your occupation? What do you do? Blah, blah, blah. And be like, I just want to spotlight you. You look amazing for your age and for what you're doing. You're in the dirty elements of New York every day. And I can't see a pore on you.
You look amazing for your age. That's like an underhanded compliment right there, babe.
No, that is a compliment. That is, first of all, in 2021, anybody at this time, people are haggard. It doesn't matter what age you are. Right now, people look more tired than ever.
Not
more
me.
Tired than ever.
I can't say the same for anybody in this Zoom, but okay, sis.
Okay. But I'm saying when I'm looking outside, when I'm looking amongst the people, I'm like, whew.
Yo. Well, that's because during the pandemic, a lot of people let themselves go. Mm. A lot of people were eating terribly, sleeping terribly, not bathing. Shout out to Ashton, dirty ass Kutcher and gross Mila Kunis.
It's just too. No, no, no. There's more. There's more celebrities on this train.
Brad Pitt is also somebody who I feel like don't really bathe that often.
I forgot one that was like, I don't until they smell. You wash kids when they start to smell.
That was Ashton Kutcher's dirty ass.
Yeah.
He said, until you see the dirt on them, you don't have to wash your kids. Somebody got to call CPS on them.
I think he was joking. He was joking. They were joking.
No. I was thinking that too, because I was like, when's the last time that we've had to hear about these two? They just wanted to say something to get themselves back out there.
I believe it. I believe it. It's giving light Johnny Depp energy, because you know Johnny Depp and all his bangles, he not taking off them bracelets to shower. He's like, I'm just gonna.
Well, if it's real gold, you don't have to take it off. I'm just saying.
Well, he's wearing like leather wrist cuffs and stuff.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh,
he's not wearing Cartier.
yuck.
But you know who does look good, and people were talking about the other day, Paul Rudd, a white man was sitting in a restaurant, and people were like, well, he's in his 50s, and he looked like he's 25. That's what the people were saying. I don't know if I would call him 25.
I'm not going to say he's anybody's 25. Paul Rudd minds his business. He minds his business. He's actually one of the most down-to-earth celebrities out there. He's not doing too much. You're not seeing him in a label. He's going to Target. He's like skincare. He's using Cetaphil. Like, he's super, super regular.
Yeah, he's not mad at a Kohl's blouse.
No, he's not tweeting dumb shit. He's not talking too much. He's just an all-American, well, actually, less all-American. He's just a good guy. He's a good guy. He is.
Why less all-American?
Because when you think about American, you're like, they shiesty, they steal.
They hate-filled.
Hateful. No, I don't want to say. The only time we proud is when somebody trying to bomb us.
What?
The only time we're like really proud of America is when the two planes went down into 9/11. That's the most... most of most American I've seen
you're
people
going
be
from Paul Rudd to 9/11.
You see my range? You see? Paul Rudd to 9/11. That's a great title.
No. So we're like, it's my B-day. Wow. Yeah. But a lot of people let themselves go during the pandemic. I discovered things about my skin that I didn't know during the pandemic. I feel like I was eating kind of bad for like a moment, and then I came right back to my roots of eating fruits and vegetables. I think that Sydney, like, you know, our good sis was feeding you over there as well. And you were, you know, and the rest of the stuff that you was eating was, I feel like, salmon teriyaki. And I feel like that's, I mean, you also were eating Popeyes from Uber Eats. So that's different. But for the most part, genetically gifted, friend. That's why when people see people who look, also, let's talk about it. If it's okay. True that these white folks ain't using soap for real, that's why some of y'all skin be looking how it looks. If that's what it is. It's like, I'm always surprised at how many people compliment me on my skin and my teeth. And it's like, I'm just brushing my teeth, babe. Mm-hmm.
Well, that's because you're blessed, Marie. Shit.
Not I'm really blessed to brush my teeth. We all have access to toothbrushes.
You also had braces. You had braces. You wear your retainer every night. It don't matter if you got a hookup. You're like, oh, okay, we had sex. I got to put my retainer back in. Goodbye.
Sometimes I put my retainer in so I don't have to have sex. Actually, I'm sorry. You want me to go down where? I already have my retainer in.
Do it like my bidet.
Do it like it's my bidet, baby.
Baby.
Andrew, do you know that song?
I saw it on TikTok.
Yeah. Okay, good. Yeah.
Oh, it's on TikTok. Okay, so that means the beige youths.
Oh, no, it's viral, honey. They don't know where it's from, but they love it. They love
it. It's so funny.
It's so funny.
It's so good. And I just can't get enough of Joseline's Cabaret on Zeus. And shout out to Lacey for giving me the login for that because...
Oh, I'm going to message Lacey too then because...
Because I wasn't going to sign up.
But I feel like Zeus is... I know that Tokyo Toni, Black China's mom, these names are so problematic.
It's
Black
so
China's
bad,
mom had they had a show on Zeus. And now Jocelyn's Double Homicide Cabaret. But it's too many platforms to watch things on, so I don't know how people keep track of what is on TV and what's not on TV.
I'm doing comedy as much as I can. I'm out and about or whatever's. Mm-hmm. But like, yeah, like how are people caught up on the series anymore? Because I just, when I get home, I'm going to bed. I'm tired. By the time we get home at 2 a.m., 3 a.m.
Sydney, you go home and you go to bed or you go home and you be on FaceTime until 4 a.m.? What you be doing, sis? You going straight to bed?
I'm washing my ass and going to bed.
If you say so.
You know what, Marie? I don't appreciate you being so hard on me because there's other people we should be more hard on. Like what? DaBaby. DaBaby and DaBookings and DaMess.
DaBookings, DaMess, DaCancellations.
Yeah.
So DaBaby, DaIdiot, said... a bunch of people like went on a rant when he, where was he at? Lollapalooza or?
No. He where was at some he? Concert. The concert that Megan Thee Stallion was there too. It was like, he was right after her performance. I forgot.
Yes. He bought Tory Lanez out.
Yeah, it started off bad. Like it was, you knew it wasn't going to go well.
But he went on this rant and I had been hearing people talk about it, but I hadn't seen it. And then I watched it and I was like, oh, it's not that bad. But then he kept talking and I was like, oh, it's getting worse. Mm-hmm. It was like, you got paid to do some music, do your little bops and leave. But he was ranting about HIV and AIDS and like people sucking dick in the parking lot. It's like, what? If you don't care about people's sexuality, why are you talking about people's sexuality? You know?
It's literally none of your business. Like, if you are not dating these people, mind yours. Mind, if your pussy tastes like water, put your lighters up.
Right. What is watery pussy? I mean, I'm pretty sure I have it, but.
Mm-hmm.
But why are you talking about that? Do a Lipa song. Now, and then he like dug his heels in. They were like, Madonna said something. He had Sir Elton John coming up to say, like, what? And so he dug his heels in and was like, I said what I said. Then the booking started to get dropped. And then he put up a little apology.
It was a bad apology.
You guys don't
know that he didn't put that up.
Oh, his team.
Yeah.
His team. You guys, damn, social media moves fast. You guys don't even give a man any time to learn or grow. And it's like, you've been.
Girl, we gave you time. We literally said no. And you came back and you were like, listen, if you said that the gays have their rights to be what they, I should have my right to say whatever I want about them.
But what? You know what? He's right. He has his right to say whatever the hell he wants. But soon as the money started drying up and the festival started dropping him and Spotify, Dua Lipa removed his little remix from Spotify, then it's like, oh, okay, well, there's money at play here. But also, gay people listen to your music. People who don't have watery cooch listen to your music. Like, who do you think is buying these albums? Because it's not anybody on this Zoom.
Nobody. I was like, girl, listen, if I hear it while I'm in the Uber, fine. But I'm not going out of my way to, like, play the music. You know what I'm saying? And it's just, like, crazy to me that Lil Bootsy got in it and T.I. All these guys, it's like, you please go underneath your rock and never come out. We do not need to hear anything from Lil Bootsy. He said it's so hard to be... It's so hard for people to be straight right now.
Is it?
It wouldn't be hard for you to be straight if you're straight.
Yeah, right. If you're
just
straight,
go and
why
be straight,
it hard, babe. Right. What's hard about it, babe? Sweetie.
That's what's so hard about being straight right now?
Well, I mean, what's hard about being straight right now is I date men, and that is like, wow. The
you know
thing
it's hard out here for a straight. No, for a straight. You know hard out here for a straight.
When you're trying to make that money for the rent.
Yes. DaBaby.
My sister
DaBaby
loved that song.
It was a good song.
Academy Award winning song by 3-6 Mafia.
Don't sleep on 3-6 Mafia, y'all. Don't do it.
They won an Oscar before Leonardo DiCaprio.
Legendary. Legendary. And that's why I love it. I'll never get tired of it.
You know, it's hard out here for Pimp.
It's, you know what it is? I just want people who had a mentality, you know, 20, 30 years ago or 20 years ago, and they were like, that's how it was okay to think like this. Just know that it's not anymore. It's not, and you have to move with the times. You have to move with the times.
Honestly, truly. Like, there are jokes that we used to be able to make 6 years ago, mm-hmm. 7 years ago. Can't make those jokes no more. You can tell them jokes on stage no more. You write new jokes. That's like when Matt Damon came out. These celebrities are talking too damn much.
Y'all need to put a cap. There should be an app that's like whenever they're about to say something or write something, it stops them and be like, put whatever you're going to say through this app and then we'll let you know if it's okay to say this stuff.
No, keep letting them say dumb stuff so we can weed out the people that we don't want to support and spend money on. Because like everybody, not some people are good artists, but bad people.
don't get it fucked up. You can be talented and terrible at the
right.
same time.
Talented and terrible.
Terrible. That's a great title.
That's
yes.
merch. Talented yeah. and terrible.
That's very beautiful. It's true. People, but that's what makes me so upset about the masses is that they'll go to bat for somebody, but they're doing this and they blah, blah, blah. And it's like, that has nothing to do with what's at hand. We said that they're problematic. They're homophobic. They're a little bit creepy. You can be all of that stuff and have a hit.
But also, you can't tell somebody that they don't have the right to be offended.
Yeah.
If somebody's feelings are hurt or somebody feels triggered or somebody doesn't like something, then they don't like that thing. You can't say, well, it's fine for me. This ain't got nothing to do with your heartless ass.
Mm-hmm.
Fine for you is not fine for everybody.
No.
I'm not, when you eat something, I'm not pooping it out. When I work, you not getting paid for it. Like, everybody is not, we're not a blob. We're not one thing. So I don't know. People
are silly because they're like, well, nobody everybody that I hang out with, they never, they're not having issues with it. They're not. I was like, because you keep the same fucking people around.
Mm-hmm. You are who your friends are.
You have like a homogenized community, and that's on you. You have to make sure that you have different types of personalities, ideologies, ethnicities. You need different people to tell you, oh, I don't know about this community, and I need to find out if what I'm saying is upsetting for them. Because of course it's not going to be upsetting for my friends because they're not a part of it.
Right. But I mean, listen, hang out with who you want to hang out with. As for me and my family, we will love the gays, okay? I want to be around people who have taste. I want to be around people who are fun. I want to be around people who make me feel good. I want to be around people who have money and are ambitious. If you don't want to be around people like that, then don't be around people like that. But that's what we're doing on this side.
You know what made me so upset about him spewing all this stuff about HIV and AIDS and stuff? Sir, what money have you put into any foundations to help? Like better communities and making sure prevention of HIV. Have you done a commercial? Do you do an ad?
Do you even wear condoms, DaBaby?
Yes. Like what, DaBaby? Apparently, you don't wear condoms, and you got another baby on the way.
Ooh, he's running. He's coming for Nick Cannon's record. What's happening? Uh-huh. How many kids does DaBaby have?
Yeah. What's her name? Danny Lee. She put on there the blessings or something like that.
The blessings. Oh my God! They're gonna give the baby a terrible name.
No, I don't know, but it was.
They gonna give the baby. Or it was blessings. Called,
or maybe it was. She was showing her belly, and it said "the biggest" or something like that. It was messy and
the dumbest.
Like, yeah, it was like, girl, we know what you're doing here.
I forgot that she was pregnant by him. I mean, but she's been canceled many a time, so don't nobody care about Danny Lee and the baby's baby.
Yeah, but ugh. I mean, listen. If you're listening to this podcast, obviously it's all inclusive. We're hitting every corner of the room. We're not making anybody feel left out. And again, someone had wrote us that if they sent a picture and you don't look good, we won't talk. Everybody who listens to the fucking pod is hot.
Right.
Period.
That part. Period, poo. Somebody else said, somebody messaged me on Twitter and they said, oh, my partner and I listen and we love the pod, and I was disappointed to hear you guys talking about asexuals as an asexual person. And I was disappointed to hear the shade about asexuals. I said, there was no shade. I really just don't understand it. I said, no shade. And then we read the letter from the asexual gender queer non-binary person the next week. And it was still kind of confusing to me, but like,
we were confused, but we're always here for it.
Did you talk about the follow-up that they had?
No,
that was the follow-up? July 29th. I'm saying it to you right now.
Yeah. Actually, Andrew, can you read it? I feel like you have a good reading voice.
Sure. Hey, y'all. Hey, sorry. I definitely didn't explain absolutely anything. My bad. Okay. So explanation on the confusing parts. It's packed. This is a...
Okay, Andrew, go on off, King. Read to us.
Genderqueer is a label for exclusively myself, not meaning I'm the only person who goes by genderqueer, but more so for people to understand my gender identity. It basically just means I don't subscribe to what it means to be a cisgender male, and it's not a trans identity to say that I identify as the binary opposite. So I just float in between and just do whatever. Pansexual but asexual... Both of these are in reference of me, how I interact with a partner, so I should have stated that I was panromantic instead of sexual. But people typically side-eye you when you say romantic instead of sexual, so basically panromantic is I don't care about my partner or partner's gender identity, and I focus more on who they are personality-wise, and not so much on what's in their pants so it doesn't negate their asexual identity. Mm. And then finally, asexual... there are like three main asexual identity. I'm sure there are more, but like, I don't know them. There is the repulsed asexual, the neutral asexual, and the pleasing asexual. The repulsed one basically is the one most people know about. They don't tend to like sex at all. Sometimes they not even masturbation. Mm. The neutral one is comfortable in sexual situations. They may not engage in sex with others, but might share and masturbate and have sex if someone engages them.
Mm.
The pleasing one is the one who doesn't mind having sex, but still aren't sexually motivated. They may initiate sex, but only to please a partner. Outside of that, they aren't into one night stands or hookups. I'm somewhere between neutral and pleasure sexual. In recent years, very neutral because I haven't been in a relationship.
Got
and they
it.
Also sent a link to the sweater. That
the sweater for Sid.
Yeah. Oh my God. Thank you so much. Okay, wait. I think we should screenshot that and post that on. We should definitely post that on the actual page.
Oh my God. We should definitely all get this sweater and we should wear it. The next time we do a live show, I want everybody to show up in this same sweater.
I think I'm down for that, actually.
It is very cute.
I'm so happy for that.
Oh my God. Wow. Okay. I love that we asked about the sweater and we received it. I'm about to get this little sweater too, bitch.
Yeah. I think we're all going to do the sweater and just do like.
It's literally, it's a turtleneck, but it's just the sleeves and the neck part.
Yeah, so I think we should do like a holiday version of it, like just some like holiday.
Like a Christmas sweater.
Christmas. I think we should do a Christmas card with the sweaters. I love it.
Me, you, Andrew, Jelly, and Jam.
Yes, please. We got to get sweaters for the cats. Listen, anybody who's listening to us, we are always open to people educating us because right. we don't know it all, but we don't act like we know it all. If anything, we're like, I'm confused. I don't know. I have questions. So yeah. Please, if there's ever a time that you feel like, let me correct you. I'm down for the, now don't come at us crazy, but I'm always
don't Johnny, what was the guy's name?
Johnny Drama.
Johnny
Dragon.
Johnny, don't Johnny Dragon us, but you know, yeah, 100%. Everything Sydney's saying is valid and true and real. We are people and we have opinions, but we also have feelings. Mm-hmm. Yes, even me. They'd be like, Marie's so mean to Sydney and it's crazy. So that, but yeah, I think that that was great. Thank you. It was BJ, right? Do it yes. Like it's my BJ. Baby.
Thank you. We love that so much. Thanks for educating your good cis queens over here. Well, I think, you know, obviously we got to wrap it up. We
hit everything that we wanted to hit and more.
Yeah. We got fittings to go to, Marie.
Yes, we do. And I have to go get braiding hair. I'm going to get my hair braided. I'm supposed to get my hair braided tomorrow.
Okay.
I want to get really long blonde braids, but now I'm thinking maybe I should just get really long black braids, but I feel like the color will be more fun, you know?
Yeah, but wouldn't you have to dye your hair blonde?
No. I'm getting knotless, so it's only... My hair is short enough that if the braids are long enough and my hair is short enough, it's going to look fine. My roots will be black, but the way that they, like, tuck it... That. Anyway.
I'm here for it, sis. Do what you need to do. I'm ready to see the new and improved Maureen Samuel.
Do it like it's my
bizet. That's the day. Do it like my bizet, baby. Do you want to leave us on a positive note, Andrew?
You have any news you want to share? Anything that you want to get off your chest? Maybe, you know, an engagement you want to announce?
No engagement. Oh my God, what? I saw Old last week. That's the only thing
that's coming. You saw who last week?
Old, the new M. Night Shyamalan movie. I don't know.
Oh, I didn't even know there was a new M. Night.
No, they were. I saw people tweeting about it and how upset they like. They're like, shut it down.
So dumb. It was the dumbest movie.
After watching The Village or whatever the hell that movie is of his, I've refused to watch him. I'm not getting tricked by him again. Yeah. You went to the movies?
Yo. Okay, you're thinking about going on a flight, so...
No, baby. Baby, we've been to the movie theaters. We saw Cruella. I was asking where you saw the movie.
Okay, I thought that was like the inflection was.
Damn,
like...
Andrew.
We said, end on a positive note. You've taken a flight, you slutty beach.
Wow.
I went to the movies.
You ready to pop off.
Jeez. It was like I saw Jungle Cruise, I saw Old, I saw Cruella, Quiet Place. I love going.
Oh, you
to movies,
live at the movies.
So I love going.
They
to
know
movies.
You there.
Yeah,
you have a punch card.
Yeah.
So was it packed, or was it? Are the theaters still kind of empty?
I went to. It was right after IHOP, like right the first thing in the morning. I had like a 10 a.m. like the lower ticket price. You know what I mean?
Matinee, so,
like,
babe.
A little matinee.
We love a little matinee.
So you did like a little breakfast date. You went to IHOP alone.
Oh, no. Okay. Yeah. Alone. And and it was just the stupidest movie. It was very dumb.
A beach that makes you old. I can't believe you paid money for it.
I am honestly thinking about going to see it again. It was like that dumb. Mm.
So it wasn't that dumb. You don't pay again?
No, because like it's like so dumb. It's like, I don't know. It's stupid dumb.
It's dumb, but you enjoyed it? Like dumb, but entertaining? Yes.
It's very dumb and fun to watch. I want to go see it with more people now.
Okay, well, there you have it. If you want to go on a movie date.
If you want to go see Old with me again.
If you want to go see Old with our young producer friend, yeah, then yes, absolutely.
Slide the positive news that I have to share with you.
All right, guys, stay sexy. Shout out to all the female billionaires out there. If you go get a little sweetie meal from McDonald's, take a picture and tag us. We want to see what it looks like.
We are part of the collab as well, darling. Get us the nuggets.
All right, guys, that's the end of the episode. Bye.
Yep. Bye.
Forever. Dog.
This has been a Forever Dog production. The Unofficial Expert is executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey. Senior producer, Tracy Soren. Produced by Andrew McGuire. Cover art by Sandy Honig. To listen to this podcast ad-free, sign up for Forever Dog Plus at foreverdogpodcasts.com/plus. Check out video clips of our podcasts on YouTube at youtube.com/foreverdogteam. And make sure to follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook @foreverdogteam to keep up with all the latest Forever Dog news.